got to say, I love that song. Good evening and welcome to the 402nd episode of Travel Witch Radio. I'm your host, Dan Schlossberg, along with my friend and co-host, Mary Ellen Nugent Lee. This is the 10th season of Travel Witch Radio, the show that lets you enjoy the pleasures of travel from the comfort of your armchair.
Every week at this time, we talk to people representing destinations, hotels, airlines, railroads, car rental companies, and others in the world of travel and hospitality, from authors and bloggers to broadcasters and publicists. If it's got anything to do with travel, it's got everything to do with Travel Itch Radio.
And tonight, our honored guest is Susie Loisel, Media Relations Officer of Le Quebec Maritime. Welcome, Susie, to Travel Itch Radio.
Thanks. Thanks for the inviting me.
We're glad to have you. When Travel Itch Radio listeners think Quebec, they think Montreal or Quebec City. But your area is totally different. We understand you represent four different maritime regions that has one common denominator, the sea. What are those four areas and where are they located?
You're right, Dan. Our regions are different from the big cities. We're located in the eastern part of Quebec province. So Quebec Maritime is promoting the Bas-Saint-Laurent region bordering Maine. We have the Gaspésie region, also called Gaspé Peninsula in English. We have the Côte-Nord region that is on the north shore of the Saint-Laurent estuary. And we have Île-de-la-Madeleine that we call also the Maggies, Magdalen Islands, in the middle of the Saint-Laurent Gulf.
Unlike Montreal or Quebec City, Quebec Maritime features nature, wildlife, parks, and lighthouses. Could you tell us about your national parks and wildlife preserves?
Yeah, nature is everywhere in the maritime regions of Quebec, and many species found their perfect place to live from May to October in our regions. So on land, in the water, in the air, you can watch wildlife in its natural environment. And sometimes during original activities like kayaking or hiking, you can see them from the shore, like whales or different species. And we have 15 national parks and wildlife reserves. So can you imagine? It's the perfect place for outdoor activities.
Yes. Quebec Maritime have a long coastline, something like 2,000 miles if you add it all up.
Yeah, we have 1,900 miles of coastline, so many, many opportunities to lay down on the beach.
Are there lots of islands that people can explore?
We have hundreds of islands with story to tell. That's the thing. Some are home to national parks. You can go and watch birds. Others are home to islanders because we have people living on those islands. And from May to October, most of them are accessible by ferry, kind of water shuttle, or by boat.
Oh, we're talking with Susie Loisel of Le Quebec Maritime.
Susie, I love lighthouses, so I have to get up there to see your lighthouse trail. How many lighthouses are included? What's the best way to see them? And aren't they all different from each other?
Of the more than 40 lighthouses that line our coast, 18 now offer tourism activities or services to the public. So there's 18 you can go in or stay in or go around. So given new life as museum, inns, or coffee, they provide visitors with many opportunities to discover the history, architecture in a new way. And yes, they are all different from each other, and they all have a different story. So the thing is that you can see two lighthouses in the same day, but with complete different landscape.
And I'm willing to bet that you have more animals than people in Quebec Maritime. What is the human population, and what kind of animals can people encounter? Is it true there are more than a dozen different species of whales, for example?
I like your question. Human population is fewer than 400,000 inhabitants. So our biggest city is about 45,000, 46,000 people. And it is true that 12 species of whales are coming to feed them in the estuary in the Gulf of the St. Lawrence River from May to October, but we have only one that is living year-round in the St. Lawrence River, and is the beluga whale, the white whale. It's the only place south of Churchill in Canada that you can observe that kind of whale. And we have thousands of seabirds, including the northern gannets and the Atlantic puffins, the colored one, that are coming to nest and give birth in summer season. So we are really lucky, I will say.
Mm-hmm. Do you need a boat to get around Quebec Maritime? And are there boat tours available?
There are boat tours for whale watching, boat tours to get from the shore to islands or from islands to islands. And we have also four ferries that will take visitors from one shore to the other one of the St. Lawrence River. And if you have your own boat, one thing is that you have to plan your itinerary to have access to marinas for docking, but you don't need a boat. We have a lot of possibilities.
What would be your peak and bargain seasons?
High season is in July and August. We are seasonal, but we try to expand the tourist season from earlier May and June for fresh seafood, and September, October for fall foliage.
That sounds pretty good. Where would visitors stay? Are there a lot of country inns or bed and breakfasts?
We have different lodging options that are available, from camping, bed and breakfast, cozy country inn, or big hotel if you're looking for that. I will suggest you to select what best suits your tastes and requirements, but if you want to try something different, you can spend a night in the trees or a tiny house, a lighthouse, or a bubble dome.
Oh, that sounds great. And you mentioned food coming in May being one of your peak food months. What local food should out-of-towners try? And I bet there are tons of great seafood dishes.
Oh, yes. Smoked fish like such as sturgeon or heel. We have our excellent snow crab, local cheese, scallops. I can name a lot of them. But one thing that you have to taste coming here, of course, we have poutine that is really famous in Quebec. It's a dish composed with fries topped with curb cheese, and you have a sauce. But try one with shrimp. It's the way we do it here. We mix seafood with poutine.
So would you say fishing is the number one industry, or is it tourism?
Well, it depends on where in my regions, because tourism and fishing are a big part of our economy, but we are also producing hydroelectricity. So we'll say that hydroelectricity is first in front of fishing and tourism, because they can do it all year round.
Mm-hmm. We're talking with Susie Loisel of Le Québec Maritime. And Susie, how has the pandemic impacted Quebec Maritime? Specifically, we'd like to know what's open, what's going to open. Are there a lot of hotels and restaurants that are seasonal?
Yes, the majority are seasonal. Last summer, we had a few that decided not to open because of different reasons. But we will know more. We will have a better portrait of the situation this spring, because they will open in May. And we finger crossed that we will have a really nice summer.
Mm-hmm.
Susie, what are your major markets? Is it northeastern United States? And would you say visitors drive up, take the train, or fly? And what airports serve Quebec Maritime?
I think the best way to explore our region will be by car. It's a road trip destination, and so I will suggest to drive up from where you are, and when it's safe and the borders are open, of course. But Quebec Maritime's first market before COVID was France, because we speak French, you know. And now we're planning communication to reach more Canadians and Americans, because we think and hope that they will be traveling earlier than Europeans to our regions. We have airports that are serving Quebec Maritime. We have 6 of them. So when you plan to come by, just check with airlines like Air Canada or PASCAN, or check our website.
And we need to pinpoint your location a little better for our listeners. Is it correct to say that you're in the easternmost tourism zone in the province of Quebec?
Exactly. Our region is where the water is salty.
Okay. I took 5 years of French in school, but is it necessary for visitors to speak the language, or will English suffice just about everywhere?
French is the official language of the province of Quebec. However, we'll say English is also commonly spoken. We have English communities in our regions. Many Quebecois are bilingual and in some cases even speak a third language. But if you don't speak French, a simple bonjour is all you need to remember.
That's good to know. We're talking with Suzy Wazell of Quebec Maritime.
Now, Suzy, let's talk about the highlights of each of your four main regions. I'm going to try to pronounce these correctly. So let's start with Bas-Saint-Laurent.
Perfectly. Bas-Saint-Laurent is where I live, so I will tell you that is the best place on the world. But just for the highlights, sunset. Sunsets over the St. Lawrence River, it's magical. We have also the Maritime Historic Site of Pointe-au-Père with the Museum of the Tragedy of the Empress of Ireland sinking in 1914. In the same place, you have the second tallest lighthouse in Canada that you can visit. And there's also something unique in Canada. You can visit a submarine, something special. I will say that just take the time, and it's a really nice scenic road going all along the St. Lawrence River. So for Bas-Saint-Laurent, I will say it's bordering Maine, so why not coming for a long weekend or something like that?
Oh, that sounds wonderful. Now, how about, let me see if I can get this right, the Gaspé Peninsula?
Yeah, we also call it Gaspésie region. It's renowned for its natural loop. With the road 132 that tore the peninsula, you can do a loop around the Gaspé. And did you know that this region is the same size than Belgium?
Really?
It's really big, yes. So there is so much to experience. But for highlights, I will mention National Park, including Forillon. That is a really special one that we call Lands End in French. It's at the tip of the peninsula. And we also have the Percy Rock. That is a huge, huge sheer rock formation, kind of monolith, in the Gulf of the St. Lawrence. And it's on the tip of the Gaspé, too. But you also have all the small villages, fishing villages, and people are so nice. And food is so good.
Next, let's hear about Côte Nord.
Yeah, Côte Nord. The translation will be North Shore because it's on the north shore of the St. Lawrence River. So Côte Nord is where you have the Whale Route. So there is only one highway, and it's the Route 138. And this road goes from Tadoussac to Blanc-Sablon till the end of the North Shore. And this region is one of the best places in the world for whale watching. So you have marine park, you have archipelagos, you have many, many things that you can do. But well, we'll say that if you are earlier in the morning, sunrise is one thing that you must do.
Oh. And finally, the Île de la Madeleine.
Yeah, Île de la Madeleine. That's a natural archipelago made up of about 12 islands, 6 of which are linked by sand dunes. So imagine, sand dunes, you have red cliffs, you have the wind, you have the waves. It's a paradise. La Grave historical site on the islands, it's a highlight. And I will say also the distinctive blend of Acadians, French, and Scottish culture. So you have all the history and the music on place is magical. And they have that place where they smoke herring fish. So you have to try herring smoked fish. It's really, really good. And they have doing it for 3 or 4 generations now.
My goodness.
Oh, good to know. Good to know. Okay, listeners, you are listening to Travel It Radio with Dan Schlossberg and Mary Ellen Nugent-Lee. Listen live on iTunes or blogtalkradio.com or check out the archive show on our Facebook page. And we're talking tonight with Suzy Wazell of Go Quebec Maritime. Suzy, is there an overnight cruise line that people can take getting off and exploring each region by day and then cruising by night?
We will have to stay tuned for a cruising option because international ship and local ship, they stopped offering because of COVID the overnight. But we have usually two cruises on the St. Lawrence River that give the opportunity to admire coastline and sleep on board. We have the Bella de Gagny that goes on the North Shore, and we have the CTMA Vacancier that goes from Montreal to Magdalen Islands. So you really have all the St. Lawrence way.
Mm-hmm. With summer coming, do you expect Quebec Maritime Beaches to be back in business?
I hope.
Oh, we do.
You know, water is cold here, but with the bays, water in summer is getting warmer. So mm-hmm. I hope that we will be. Yeah, it will be nice.
Susie, when I think of cold Atlantic waters, I think lobsters. Can I get a good fresh lobster roll in Quebec Maritime?
Oh, yes, you can. And you know what? You have to try many of them just to find the right one for you.
Mm. Do you have restaurants of every size and description, even the little clam shacks so common to coastal Maine?
Yes, we have many options. We talked about the lobster, but also snow crab. I don't know if you ever tried a club sandwich with snow crab. It's something good. And it's better in a small snack, like Coastal Maine you mentioned, but you have to try it with a nice poutine and maybe a fresh fish or just something original like a microbreweries or try a distillery of gin local. Everything is made with local products, so I'm sure that you will find something for you.
Ah, the poutine is on my wish list. We're talking with Susie Loisel of the Quebec Maritime.
Susie, your enthusiasm is contagious. You once said tourism is a magic potion for me because I always have more. I do not have routine work since each media request is a new challenge. As media members, we love to hear that, so thank you.
Thanks.
Have you ever received a media request too crazy for comfort?
Well, it's hard to say. One thing that I can say, we have a reality with big distances, like you guys in the U.S., but sometimes we have Europeans thinking that they can drive from Montreal to Gaspé in the same day and doing many activities. But looking at the map, it's looking so close, but reality is different.
You know, many groups like Trav Media and North American Travel Journalists Association have special events to bring together travel media and travel publicists. In fact, Susie, you and I met through IMM, International Media Marketplace, in January. What groups do you belong to, and how have they helped you?
Oh, they helped me so much. I was a member of NADJA, too, back in the past. I was doing also Media Marketplace in the U.S. with Destination Canada. Right now, we're involved with TMAC, Travel Media Association of Canada. I was on the national board for 4 years. And we're also working with WITS, Women in Travel Summit, that you have in the U.S. Mm-hmm. They are perfect for networking. And sometimes you feel like being part of a big family. So I think it's the best way to connect with people.
You live in such a historic and picturesque place, Susie. But if and when you travel, what are your favorite places to go?
That's a good question. I will say islands with the S at the end because I'm an island lover. I've been to many islands in the world. Last big trip was with going to Easter Island, and I really love islands. I have many here, but I like to discover others. But next will maybe be Galapagos.
We're talking with Susie Loisel of Le Quebec Maritime. Susie, how do our listeners learn more about Quebec Maritime? Is there a travel guidebook they can get? And what about a toll-free telephone number?
I will suggest to visit the website that we have, Quebec Maritime. It's www.quebec, M-A-R-I-T-I-M-E-C, maritime, M-A-R-I-T-I-M-E, .ca, the quebecmaritime.ca, CA for Canada, where you can order the tourist guides from our regions, Bas-Saint-Laurent, Gaspésie, Côte-Nord, and Île-de-la-Madeleine. So we have them in English. Or you can call on business hours to, we have a toll-free number that is 1-888-447-2020.
Great. Good to know. Susie, our listeners always like to learn more about our guests, so please tell us where you were born, raised, and schooled, and how you got into the travel hospitality industry, and how you came to Quebec Maritime.
Well, I've been in Quebec Maritime Organization since 14 years now. I was born and raised in Bas-Saint-Laurent, but I did travel the world before deciding to coming back to my own place. And I will say that tourism is part of my DNA. My mother had bed and breakfast when I was young. So that gave me that taste to meet new people and talk with different kind of people and welcoming people. I think it's part of who I am, and I really enjoy traveling. So sharing it with people, it's more than working. It's just having fun.
Is there anything else that you would like to add?
Well, if you have chance and when it's safe to travel, please put on your bucket list to come to my regions. I think that you will find something that will suit your needs of great outdoors and being outside and just enjoying fresh air.
Mm-hmm. Well, you told us earlier what peak season was. What is bargain season?
It's we have the high seasons from in July and August, but if you can come in earlier May or June, it's perfect, and you have September and October for the fall foliage, that is good. But if you one day want to come in winter too, we have winter activities, but I would suggest you to start with summer.
It certainly sounds very appealing. Our special guest tonight has been Susie Wazell, Media Relations Officer for Le Quebec Maritime. Thank you, Susie, for being our guest on Travel It Radio.
Thank you, Marilyn. Thank you, Dan. It was really a pleasure, and I hope that you're doing well.
Thank you very much. We are. And Mary Ellen, since we have a few extra minutes, let's kick around. What are your travel plans for the summer of 2021, especially now that everybody's getting our shots?
Oh, I tell you, I love Susie's area of the country. I mean, I'm going to brush up on my French. I love lobster rolls. I love lighthouses. And I love beaches and islands. So I've got this. This is the trifecta. I can't wait to get up there.
I kind of agree with that. I love Maine. I try to get up to Maine every summer. And as long as I'm in Maine anyway, as Susie said, the border of her area is right against Maine. So wouldn't take much to drive over to Quebec Maritime and see it there. I've been to Montreal. I've been to Quebec City. I really have not had a chance to explore Quebec Maritime. Heard a lot about it even before tonight, but it sounds even better having heard what Susie said tonight. Do you agree, Mary Ellen?
Oh, doesn't it? I mean, the lighthouses. How long, Susie, would an average stay be to get to see at least get a sample of everything? How long would you recommend, Susie?
If you're driving, I will recommend at least 5 days. But if you can plan longer, I will say a 10 to 14 days if you want to really try all the lighthouses. But something interesting is that you can also only come for 3 days if you want to stay in one place but do a little loop around where you're located. But one thing, usually people plan 5 to 7 days. So I will say a week.
Great.
And Susie, if somebody wants to see the highlights, is there a group tour that they can take?
There's some group tour that you can take, but on our website you have many itineraries, including the Lighthouse Trail, the Whale Route, or many things with all the activities and attractions that you can visit. So it could be a good point to start. But, yes, we have local tours too.
Oh, that's great. Self-guided tours are always good because you can make your own way and stay longer at any place you especially like. I like that idea. That
and
sounds really good.
And you can stop where you want for a picture.
Well, I've been to all over Canada. I love Vancouver and Montreal, and I look forward to coming to your area soon, too.
It will be a pleasure, and I hope that we will have the chance to see each other in real.
And hopefully the Toronto Blue Jays will be able to get home and play in Canada again this season.
Fingers crossed.
I know that they're in Ontario, not Quebec, but they're still the only baseball team in Canada, only major league baseball
team. Yeah, but it's the same country, so we're okay.
Yes, that's true. For those who don't know, the Montreal Expos are playing in Dunedin, Florida, their spring training headquarters, because of COVID restrictions imposed by the government of Ontario. So until that changes, they will be playing all their home games on the road. And this week, I had an article published in USA Today Sports Weekly in the issue that is out now about Major League Baseball teams forced to play home games on the road for one reason or another. And I think you'll enjoy it. It's good reading because there are strange reasons why teams had to play on the road. One was when paint didn't dry in Boston, that kind of stuff. One was when there was a conflict with a U2 concert. There was a conflict with a political convention. All kinds of reasons why teams played home games on the road. That's in USA Today Sports Weekly, and it's on sale right now at your favorite newsstand. And what is the best non-furry armchair companion for the long, cold winter months? It's my book, The New Baseball Bible, Notes, Nuggets, Lists, and Legends from Our National Pastime. 480 pages for less than a sawbuck. It's both a coffee table book and a bathroom book. Read it backwards and still enjoy it. That's The New Baseball Bible with Mike Trout on the cover. And we talked fishing with Susie Wazell, so just think Mike Trout. Get it tonight on Amazon.com. And that's it for this edition of Travel Itch Radio. Next week, same time, same station, same writer, same announcers. Our guest will be Kelly Rote, and our subject will be Central Florida. Now, this is Dan Schlossberg, along with co-host Mary Ellen Nugent-Lee, my longtime friend and colleague, saying thank you for your time this time. Until next time, good night and stay safe.